Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Lynch. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gatte. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Lenz moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Lenz scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cardwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aspromonte for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte misplays the ball. That's an error on Gatte. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Jones moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Aspromonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Charles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. John Buzhardt now pitching. Phil Lenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bateman to Gatte covering second. The throw back to home, and Charles is out at the plate. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Phil Lenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenz hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Torres reaches second base with a double. Gatte scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzhardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Gatte applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gatte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gatte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzz Hart fields it and throws to home to get Swoboda. Grote moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke is hit by the pitch. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones is walked intentionally. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Staub catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Harrelson tags and scores. Jones moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Herrera pinch hits for John Buzz Hart. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gatte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Dukes now pitching. Jose Herrera now playing left field. Dennis Menke now playing second base. Bob Aspromonte now playing third base. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Grote moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote scores. Lynch moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Dukes gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dukes. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bateman. Lynch scores. Cranepool scores. Harrelson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Bosch now playing center field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.